Joe Manchin caves on a big spending bill, and Biden wants to release a notorious terrorist in exchange for two Americans. I'm Greg Corumbus. Join Jim Garrity of National Review and me each weekday for the Three Martini Lunch podcast. We'll give you the good, bad, and crazy news of the day and lots of laughs, too. Follow the Three Martini Lunch wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello and welcome to the Byron York Show, the No Chit Chat podcast. We like to get right into it. And what we're going to get into today is what you might call the dam break effect. There are a number of important Democrats who now are saying in public, out loud, that they don't want Joe Biden to run in 2024. I mean, they're running away from a Biden 2024 campaign. So, what's going on here? Obviously, you have seen the polls showing that large majorities of Democratic voters want the party to pick a new nominee, somebody else, in 2024. They don't say, oh, it's got to be Pete Buttigieg, Gavin Newsom, or Amy Klobuchar. They don't have any particular person that they name, but they want a new nominee, not Joe Biden. So, that's what's in the polls. So, now we are seeing the living embodiment of those polls, as some important Democratic lawmakers are distancing themselves, or maybe they're outright opposing a re-election run by the president, who, of course, is going to turn 80 years old in November, oldest president ever in history. Now, it is not that, we ought to be clear here, it is not that senior Democrats are eager to disparage a president of their own party. They are not. Instead, they're kind of being forced into this by the fact that it's 2022, by the process of the 2022 campaign in which they are trying to win their own campaigns, their own re-elections. So they're out campaigning, they're doing interviews, they're taking part in debates. Question comes up, got to say something. So let's start with a man named Dean Phillips. He's a representative from Minnesota, member of the House, Minneapolis area. Okay, so last week he appears on radio station WCCO, and the host is a man named Chad Hartman. And so Chad Hartman asked him outright, you know, do you want Joe Biden to run in 2024? So what we're going to do is listen to that exchange, listen to Hartman's question and Phillips' answer right now.
Do you want Joe Biden to run in 2024? Because the number of Democrats who don't is staggeringly high.
I have respect for Joe Biden. I think he has, despite some mistakes and some missteps, despite his age, I think he's a man of decency, of good principle, of compassion, of empathy, and of strength. But to answer your question directly, which I know is quite rare, Chad, no, I don't. I think the country would be well served by a new generation of compelling, well-prepared, dynamic Democrats to step up.
Okay, I don't want him to run again. So notice how you have to begin an answer like this with obligatory praise of the president, all right? Any Democrat who says, I want Biden gone, has to first say how many excellent qualities that Biden has. Oh, maybe he's made mistakes, but he's a man of decency, good principle, compassion, of empathy, of strength. So he's all those great, great things, and I don't want him to be president. So that is what Dean Phillips said last week in an interview with WCCO. So put him down as a no. Then there was a colleague in the House, another Democratic representative from Minnesota, Angie Craig. So she's at an event in rural southwestern Minnesota. It's a publication, the Men Post, asked her about what Dean Phillips had said. Okay, so Dean Phillips had said, no, I don't want Biden again. So they asked Angie Craig, well, what do you think about what Dean Phillips said? And she actually appeared to broaden the answer beyond the presidency to include Congress. So she said, I'm going to read what she said here. Don't have it on tape. Quote, I'm talking about Congress and I'm talking about up and down the ballot. I think Dean Phillips and I are in lockstep and alignment with that. Okay, so she's pretty much saying, I agree exactly with what Dean Phillips said, and I'm going to do everything in my power as a member of Congress to make sure that we have a new generation of leadership. Okay, so she's clearly completely aligned herself with Phillips' call for somebody new at the top of the Democratic ticket in 2024. So just to make sure, MenPost asked, again, would you support Biden if he did run in 2024? And Angie Craig says, quote, I would say we need new leaders in Washington up and down the ballot in the Democratic Party. Okay, so she didn't really say yes, she didn't really say no, but she clearly, clearly made wants a different nominee in the White House. So, now Angie Craig is 50 years old. Dean Phillips is 53 years old. They are not the young generation in Washington, but they're a generation younger than Joe Biden. Remember, he turns 80 this November, born November 20th, 1942, turns 80 this November. And they're a generation younger than the House Democratic leadership of Nancy Pelosi, Steny Hoyer, James Clyburn, who are already in their 80s. Okay, so it's really not crazy for Angie Craig to say, you know, we really need a new generation. Now, what's interesting here is there are signs that even some in the older generation, people who are Joe Biden's contemporaries, older generation Democrats, they're ready for Biden to move on too. Now, there's this interesting case in New York, New York City. Two longtime New York Democratic members of Congress, Jerry Nadler, Carolyn Maloney, each had a safe seat for forever. But now, due to the complexities and perversities of redistricting, they have found themselves running for the same seat against each other. These former colleagues who are now attacking each other, running for the same seat. Two veteran members of Congress, one seat. So they have a debate. Nadler is 75 years old. Maloney is 76. They declined to support Joe Biden's reelection. So when Nadler was asked about this, he said, you know, do you want Biden in 2024? He said, it's too early to say. Not too early to say, but he said, it's too early to say. And when Maloney was asked, she said, quote, I don't believe he's running for re-election. Now, that was pretty interesting. I mean, that was got to be news to the president who says he is running for re-election. What can you say? I don't believe he's running for re-election. Now, it's interesting. Now, the New York Post pointed this out. The third candidate, there were three candidates in the debate, was a 38-year-old man, Suraj Patel. And they asked him if he would support Biden, and he said yes. Okay, so the 75 and 76-year-old candidates declined to support Biden, and the 38-year-old candidate said he would support Biden. But Patel made a point of saying that both Nadler and Maloney, now who are a little younger than Joe Biden, they're too old to serve in Congress. And if you read the account in the New York Post, they said that basically Jerry Nadler seemed to prove Patel's point by bumbling through the whole debate. Certainly through the opening statement, just got lost, didn't know where he was, and much of the debate afterwards. At one point, Nadler was bragging and said, I impeached Bush twice, obviously meaning Trump. Okay, but in conclusion, Patel, the 38-year-old candidate, says, it's 2022. It's time to turn the page on 1992. That would be 30 years ago when both of those members of Congress were in their prime. That would apply to Congress as much as the White House. So it's 2022. It's time to turn the page on 1992. So what you have here is when you put this Minnesota story together with the New York story, Phillips, Craig, Maloney, Nadler, 1, 2, 3, 4 House Democrats, something is going on. And we're going to talk about that next.
CPAC Chairman Matt Schlapp explains why firing Nancy Pelosi and winning the midterms needs to be our white-hot focus, or 2024 might not even matter. I'm Bill Walton. On the latest edition of The Bill Walton Show, Matt and I also discuss how a small number of leftists are ruining our corporations and institutions and why conservative ideas are better because they work and they make us happy. Follow The Bill Walton Show at Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, I said I was going to talk about what is going on among these Democrats. First, I did want to say to you, if you've been listening to the podcast, enjoying it, hopefully learning something from it, it would be great, really great. If you could subscribe to the podcast, do it. Subscribe to the podcast. You can do it on iTunes, wherever you get your podcast. Would really, really appreciate it if you would. Okay. So, Dean Phillips, Angie Craig, Carolyn Maloney, Jerry Nadler. 1, 2, 3, 4 House Democrats. Now, the latter two, Maloney and Nadler, are chairs of powerful committees in the House. Maloney is the chair of the Oversight and Reform Committee, and Nadler is the chair of the House Judiciary Committee. These are not backbenchers. And for their part, Dean Phillips, Angie Craig, according to an article in Axios, call them the most prominent federally elected Democrats to say they do not want President Biden to run for a second term. Okay, so something's going on. A dam has broken. They broke the dam, holding back anti-Biden statements, although many Democrats certainly have been whispering the same things to each other for quite a while. So, but something has happened here. So why has this dam broken? The reason it has is because the voters have changed their minds. Look at the polls. Last month, New York Times Siena College survey found that 64% of Democratic voters want a different nominee. Just 26% want the party to renominate Biden. Then, a week or two later, CNN does a poll. 75% of Democrats want a different nominee. 64%, 75%. Those are very, very big numbers. And these are Democrats who will come out and say they would prefer a different nominee than the current president of their own party. So nobody should be surprised when Democratic office holders are now coming out and saying Biden should go. I mean, they're not attacking him. They're not saying he's a bad guy. They say he's just filled with empathy and courage and strength and all this stuff. But they want somebody new. They're catching up with the voters. I mean, the voters got out ahead of them on this, made a judgment about Joe Biden, and they're just now catching up and saying in public what they've been thinking in private before. It's safe to come out and say, if you are a Democratic office holder, it is safe to come out and say that Biden should not run again. Because that's what many Democratic voters believe. A majority of Democratic voters believe, not to mention independents and Republicans. Maloney and Nadler are saying it on the Upper West Side of Manhattan. It's safe to say it. There is no longer any risk in wanting Joe Biden to retire. So more and more Democrats are going to say that in the future. We've seen a change, and the change is going to keep happening. That's it. That's what I wanted to talk about today. It was an interesting development in the last few days. Four Democratic members of the House, two of them committee chairs, coming out and just saying they don't want Joe Biden to be the president again, or just not even wanting to commit at all to Joe Biden being the president again. Really, really interesting development. So, thanks so much for listening. Always appreciate it when you can, and hope you'll join us again soon for another edition of the Byron York Show.
Joe Manchin caves and the Republicans get rolled on climate legislation. Biden wants to release a notorious terrorist in exchange for two Americans held in Russia. And just a small minority of Americans believe it's important for people to be married if they have kids together. I'm Greg Corumbus. Join Jim Garrity of National Review and me each weekday for the Three Martini Lunch podcast. We'll give you the good, bad, and crazy news of the day for conservatives, and hopefully a lot of laughs too. Join us. Follow the Three Martini Lunch on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.